And what did you learn in this process?
Well, what I learned in the process is that becoming a lifelong investor is something you have to continue to learn all the time. And you have to tackle all the different aspects of being a lifelong investor. I tackled just one or two. I tackled the analytical side and the system side. I didn't take the time and I didn't take the initiative to go into the areas that I was not comfortable in and go out there and look at the properties more.
And talk to the neighbors and talk to agents and talk to whoever you had to talk to.
Correct. I did the analysis, a one-sided analysis. And so I found the perfect 10 deals on paper. But when I went out and actually looked at those, they weren't the best deals I'd ever seen.
Right. They weren't as pretty as they thought they might be.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like the glossy brochure. And I found myself I had overanalyzed it. I'd come up with too many detailed questions to ask. I'd done all the things, but I hadn't done it. And so that really kind of restrained me, and I spent a lot of time doing that. And in effect, I learned a great deal, but I lost a lot of time doing that.
Good. So your process is a little different. You're about 15 years older than Justin and Philip.
Correct.
And you have a wife and two kids.
Right.
You don't want to be president any longer.
Exactly.
So what's driving you now? What's your motivation for investing in real estate?
My motivation is a couple of different things. Is that I realized that making a lot of money and having a prestigious title and having a large salary and getting a bigger house and then getting a bigger house and then getting a bigger house doesn't lead to anything.
Right, because when I met you, you had just had your second child.
Yeah, I just had one child. I was the head of a very large company. We were doing in excess of $100 million a year. I was running that company. I had a large house. I lived in the right neighborhood. I had the right friends. And then one day I didn't have that job anymore.
You got downsized. Right?
I got down. I landed on that square in Cashflow 101 called downsize.
And that's when the lights went on.
And the lights went on. More than the lights going on, there's a real hot feeling that comes across your forehead. And it's the what am I going to do now? And what I found out, Robert, when I went out in the marketplace was that I was very unemployable. And every day I was becoming less and less employable. I had great skills. I had great things. But the majority of the companies and the people I was talking to about getting a job, I was a threat to them. I'd done just as much as they had, if not more. So although I was very skilled, I'd raised a lot of money, I had run companies, I'd made a lot of people a great deal of money, many had retired, no one wanted to hire me to climb their corporate ladder.
And that's a painful lesson to learn, huh?
It's a very painful lesson to learn.
So aren't you proud of those two young guys for doing what they're doing now versus doing what some of their peers are doing?
I really admire them because they're out there taking the steps to learn how to do it. And when you're at that age and your friends are all doing something else and they're all going out to the bars and they're giving you a bad time, it's very easy to cross over and say, I'm going to go mess around for a while. I'm going to do something else and I'll do it later.
Yeah.